My friends, one of the most common subjects of early Christian art is Jesus the Good Shepherd. No symbol, including the cross, was more prominent than the Good Shepherd. If you go to Rome and see the catacomb of St. Domitilla, you'll see a young Jesus pictured with a sheep draped around his shoulders, symbolizing that as the Good Shepherd, Christ will lead his followers to paradise. And if you look closely at the photos of Pope Francis, you will notice that on his silver pectoral cross is this very depiction of Jesus the Good Shepherd. So on this fourth Sunday of Easter, this image of Jesus as the Good Shepherd is one we return to each year in the Sunday Gospels of Easter. For the early Christians, the image of the shepherd expressed a closeness and intimacy with Jesus. For many people in the ancient world, shepherding was more than an occupation. It was their life and their very identity. The life of shepherds was anything but carefree. Shepherds were held absolutely liable for every single sheep entrusted to their care. Good shepherds, motivated by a sense of responsibility rather than money, considered it a matter of honor to lay down their lives for the sheep in their charge. And because of the total commitment of the shepherd to the sheep, this image seemed appropriate one to characterize the king, who is also expected to be totally committed to his people. It was because these kings, these human leaders, these shepherds of the people, failed in the responsibilities toward the weak, the wounded, the strayed, and the lost that God declared, "I myself will look after and tend my sheep." And it's in contrast to these human leaders that in the last verses of today's gospel, Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd, who cares for his followers deeply and is willing to protect them, even to the point of giving his life for them. Brothers and sisters, on every page of the gospel, we find Jesus seeking out public sinners, lepers, Samaritans, the sick, and the tormented. Jesus stood up to the authorities for their sake, defied the systems that made them outcasts, and laid down his life rather than turn his back on them and kowtow to the authorities. And that's the twist of the gospel. Jesus being our good shepherd doesn't save us or exempt us from the hard work of the gospel call, which is to lay down our lives for others. Though most of us here will probably never experience this dramatic moment when we must choose to sacrifice our own life for the life of another. My friends, if the Easter season is about anything, it's about restoration, life, and God's compassionate care for God's people. The whole of the Easter mystery is directed toward bringing home to us how much we are loved, how faithful God is in that love, and how far God goes to show us that love, even to his son's laying down his life. It's a love that compels the shepherd to put himself at risk for the sake of the sheep. In other words, our communal identity as Christians is shaped by the Paschal mystery. To be a disciple of Jesus isn't to be simply a hired hand who acts only to be rewarded. Real followers of Jesus realize that all of us possess the dignity of being children of God, and rejoice in knowing that in serving others, we serve God. In other words, in laying down our lives for others, our lives will one day be taken up again in the Father's Easter promise. And the gospel image of the Good Shepherd calls us to look beyond our own expectations, our own needs and fears, in order to become shepherds of reconciliation, of compassion, and of charity to others. Jesus calls us to be good shepherds, to seek out and bring back the lost, the scattered, the forgotten, to enable people to move beyond their doubts and fears in order to become fully human, to willingly pay the price for justice and mercy for all members of the one fold. For those of us who exercise leadership in any capacity, the Easter vision calls us to use our influence to bring life to others, to serve others, and to work sacrificially for the good of our communities. It's the hope of resurrection that makes sacrifice possible, and that gives us the strength and courage to risk loving and serving others even when it hurts. My friends, in the joy of the gospel, Pope Francis challenges us today to get involved by word and deed in people's lives. Jesus knelt and washed his disciples' feet, the Pope reminds us, and invites the disciples to do the same. Similarly, an evangelizing community embraces human life, touching the suffering flesh of Christ in others. Evangelizers take on then the smell of the sheep, and the sheep are willing to hear his voice. So what about you, brothers and sisters? Are you willing to take on the smell of the sheep by your presence at the Nehemiah Action this coming Thursday, April 30th at 6:30 p.m. at the John Paul II Arena, in order to push for a local residential substance abuse treatment facility for both women and men? Mark your calendar today on this fourth Sunday of Easter and be the good shepherds you have been called to be by your presence there. My friends, as children of God, we are called to be sacraments to this world of who every human being already is in God's eyes. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, models an attitude toward life, toward God, and toward others that makes a difference. As children of God, we can make a difference if we are attuned to the holy life, if we can see beyond and beneath the ugliness that daily confronts us into something more that calls us to deeper care and compassion and sensitivity. Brothers and sisters, Jesus the Good Shepherd is the one who was rejected, hunted down, humiliated, tortured, and hung naked on a tree to die in shame. But the resurrection turned things inside out and upside down. Life springs from death, and strength is born of weakness, and fulfillment is found in unselfishness. These words may sound empty, but they cry out the truth of the resurrection. As we mark Good Shepherd Sunday, let us pray for the call each of us has as a Catholic Christian and a person of faith. How can we follow the Good Shepherd's example? How can we be a people of compassion and a people of mercy and tenderness? How can we lay down our lives for one another? Let us then today reflect on what the Good Shepherd Jesus Christ has shown us and taught us, and the example he has given us. Amen.